Electric Hour presents Nelson Eddy. It's that pleasant hour for light and power. Brought to you by 167 business-managed electric companies. With Robert Armbruster, the orchestra and chorus, our guest, Francis McCann, soprano, the announcer, Frank Graham, and starring Nelson Eddy.
From the land we find, full of a heart so unkind, we follow the flag and follow the hounds and follow the ball.
Follow the ball.
When the bugles blow, let us arise and go. Whatever we leave, whatever we lose, whatever befall.
Whatever befall.
For although we wander far, by snow and star, by land of
welcome to the Electric Hour with Rudolph Fremmel's Regimental Song, a song that goes back to the late 20s.
Yes, but south of Singapore and east of Mandalay certainly bring it up to date.
You're thinking, of course, of our boys who are still spread out all over the globe, especially south of Singapore and east of Mandalay.
Yes, our boys are a long way from their loved ones.
Well, there's one way of bridging the miles, Frank, and that's with frequent letters. There's also another way, and that's with songs. Songs that bring sweethearts together again for a moment of remembrance.
And lovers apart will well understand the sentiment of the next song, because that's exactly what it's all about. Nelson Eddy sings a song of someone who is waiting, smiling through.
There's a little green gate
higher than the cost of living.
Well, that's a cinch. Our standard of living. And it's a funny thing about that, too. As our standard of living goes up, the price of electricity comes down.
Well, that does sound funny. How come?
Well, as our standard of living improves, we use more electricity, naturally. Because the electric appliances we've added to our homes in the past have contributed materially to better all-around living. And our increased use of electricity has helped make it possible to keep reducing its price. In fact, the price of electricity has been coming down so steadily, even since the war began, that right now, if you're an average user of household electricity, you're getting about twice as much for your money as you were 15 years ago. And that didn't just happen, as you can well imagine. It's been made possible not only through wider use, but by the experience and careful planning of soundly operated electric companies, such as the one sponsoring this program.
The song team of Rodgers and Hart emerged in the 20s as one of the top combinations of lyrist and melodist. Our guest, Frances McCann, has chosen two of their best melodies to sing for you.
Yes, Nelson, one from a motion picture and the other from a Broadway show.
The success of these songs was a far cry from the early efforts of the team. The two had worked together for a period of 7 years that brought nothing but struggle and disappointment.
But success came, as it often does, in a fabulous way.
The boys were asked to do a show for the junior group of the Theater Guild, with no fee attached. And to make it still more inviting, the show, Garrick Gaieties, was to last but one night. But that didn't bother Rodgers and Hart. They furnished the words and music, and the show that was to last one night lasted a year and a half.
From there on, the boys were in.
Frances McCann now sings Rodgers and Hart's Falling in Love with Love and Lover.
Dancing in my eyes.
sometimes when you think about the evolution of a song, the duet Francis McCann and I are set to sing has a history that goes all the way back to the Civil War.
Yes, when Stonewall Jackson marched into the town of Frederick.
Right, Francis? It was there that Barbara Fritchie leaned out the window and, according to the story, cried,
"Shoot if you must, this old gray head, but spare our country's flag." And the gallant Stonewall Jackson spared both.
Francis, who could resist a challenge like that? Anyway, along about 1899, Clyde Fitch made use of the incident and based an entire play on Barbara Fritchie. And 28 years later, Sigmund Romberg made use of the play and composed a musical score for it.
And Nelson, we'll make use of that musical score right now.
Mm-hmm.
Nelson Eddy and Francis McCann sing the Barbara Captain Trumbull duet from Sigmund Romberg's My Maryland, Silver Moon. Materials and manpower needed are available. Some of you may already have your plans drawn up, even down to the new and improved appliances you want. In any case, I'd like to remind you about the importance of adequate wiring and fixtures. Friends, be sure that your remodeling projects include ample wiring and sufficient outlets that give you the best and most economical use of your electricity. Maybe you don't realize it, but inadequate wiring often wastes electricity. And that's power and money lost. Recent surveys show that a large percentage of home wiring is defective, if not actually dangerous. Also, that electric power outlets are not frequently enough spotted to make quick, efficient use possible. So, if you don't have expert counsel in this matter, get in touch with your local electric company for friendly, helpful suggestions. That's what your electric company's for. Not only to supply your electricity, but to help you get the best and most economical use of it.
In the field of American music, George Gershwin stands immortal. His Porgy and Bess and Rhapsody in Blue, for example, attest the greatness of this composer so completely American. This Friday starts George Gershwin Week, with the nation commemorating the work of one who, more than anyone else, succeeded in capturing the modern American scene. We of the Electric Hour pay him tribute. Robert Armbruster and the orchestra, and an American in Paris. Thank you. Frank Graham and I saw a motion picture called To the Shores of Iwo Jima, and a picture we hope all of you will see. It was filmed under combat by the Marines who took the island. Men far better equipped than I have told you what our boys are going through, but we think that film is far more eloquent than words. Believe me, no picture made in Hollywood was ever more terrifying.
And yet, Nelson, it's merely a picture of men at work. Marines doing what to them is only a day's job, even if the day ends in death and mutilation. But their job is fighting and killing for peace and freedom and $50 a month.
And it all goes to show, Frank, how easy we have it at home. We don't have to live in mud or dodge hand grenades. All we have to do is to go into a nice, clean bank and buy a bond. The only fighting we have to do is to the cashier's window. We can get our licks in by simply lending money that will make a profit. That certainly isn't much to ask. West of the Ural Mountains, running the length of a huge nation, flows a mighty river. The Old Man River of Russia, the Volga. And as with our own Mississippi, the Volga of Russia is an integral part of the heartbreak and struggle of a nation. Before the days of rapid communication, it was the Volga that united North with South. And not long ago, it was the Volga serving as a lifeline that flowed supplies to besiege Stalingrad. This is the work song of the Volga, the richly melodious folk song of weary men struggling against its current, song of the Volga boatmen.
Yes, sir.
Among your hosts for the Electric Hour in the New York area are the Staten Island Edison Corporation, Long Island Lighting Company, and New Jersey Power and Light Company. We are three of the 167 business-managed, tax-paying, self-supporting electric companies who join to bring you this friendly music and these talks about the electric business and what business enterprise can do to build an even greater America. And now, back to Nelson Eddy.
Next week, Robert Ambrose of the Orchestra and Chorus, Frank Graham, and I will meet you again on the Electric Hour. Our guests will be soprano Francia White and tenor Felix Knight. Until next Sunday, then, may happiness light your home, and more power to you.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.